Hello and welcome to your GCSE Art and Design Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most exciting and relevant topics in your graphic communication unit, advertising design. Whether you've been scrolling through Instagram, walking past a billboard, or flicking through a magazine, you've already been surrounded by the work of graphic designers every single day. And now, in your GCSE, you get to understand exactly how and why those designs work, and create your own. So let's get into it. First, let me give you the big picture. Graphic communication in art and design is all about using visual language to communicate a message to an audience, and advertising is one of the most powerful forms of that. Advertisers use images, typography, colour, layout, and composition to persuade, inform, and inspire people to take action. Now, before we go any further, I want to remind you of something really important for your coursework and your exam. Everything you do in GCSE Art and Design is assessed against four assessment objectives, and you need to show evidence across all four. AO1 is develop. This is where you develop your ideas through investigation, experimentation, and refining. For advertising, this means researching existing adverts, analysing practitioners, and exploring different design approaches in your sketchbook. AO2 is explore. This is about selecting and experimenting with appropriate resources, media, materials, techniques, and processes. Think about experimenting with different typography styles, colour palettes, layout compositions, and digital tools. AO3 is record. This is recording your ideas, observations, and insights as your work progresses. This means annotating your sketchbook thoughtfully, recording your design decisions, and showing how your ideas have evolved. And AO4 is present. This is where you bring it all together and present a personal, meaningful response that realises your creative intentions. This is your final advertising design outcome. Each of these carries equal weighting, 25% each, so you absolutely cannot neglect any one of them. Now let's talk about the key concepts you need to understand for advertising design. The first is visual hierarchy. This is the arrangement of design elements in a way that guides the viewer's eye through the composition in a deliberate order. In a well-designed advert, the most important element, usually the headline or the hero image, is the largest and most prominent. Supporting information comes next, and the call to action or brand logo typically sits at the bottom. Think of it like a journey for the eye. The second key concept is typography. Typography is the art and technique of arranging type, choosing fonts, sizes, weights, and spacing to make text visually appealing and readable. In advertising, typography does so much more than just carry words. It communicates personality. A bold, condensed sans-serif font feels energetic and modern. A delicate serif font feels elegant and traditional. Always ask yourself, why has this typeface been chosen? The third concept is colour theory. Colour is one of the most powerful tools in an advertiser's toolkit. Colours carry psychological associations. Red suggests energy, passion, urgency. Blue suggests trust, calm, professionalism. Yellow suggests optimism and warmth. When you analyse an advert, always discuss the specific colours used and their psychological effect on the target audience. The fourth concept is composition and layout. This is how all the elements – image, text, white space, colour – are arranged within the frame. Key compositional devices include the rule of thirds. White space is equally important. It gives the design room to breathe and draws attention to key elements. The fifth concept is target audience. Every design decision in advertising is made with a specific audience in mind. Always ask, who is this for? And how does every design decision speak to that person? And the sixth key concept is brand identity. Successful advertising is consistent with the brand's overall identity. Its logo, colour palette, typography, and tone of voice. This consistency builds recognition and trust over time. Now let's look at some key practitioners you should know. The first is Saul Bass, an American graphic designer famous for his bold, simple, symbolic poster designs. His work shows how powerful reductive design can be. When you reference Saul Bass, talk about his use of bold geometric shapes, limited colour palettes, and symbolic imagery. The second practitioner is Barbara Kruger, whose iconic style uses bold red, black, and white compositions with stark sans-serif type overlaid on photographic images. Her work challenges the viewer and subverts the language of advertising itself. The third practitioner was Neville Brody, a British graphic designer who revolutionised magazine design and typography in the 1980s. His work pushed the boundaries of what typography could do, treating letter forms as visual art in their own right.
Right, now let's get into the exam tips and the common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. The first and most important tip is this. Always use specialist vocabulary. Examiners are looking for subject-specific terminology. Don't just say, the colours are nice. Say, the designer has used a complementary colour scheme of deep cobalt blue and warm amber, creating visual tension that draws the eye to the central product image. That's the difference between a basic response and a high-level response. The second tip is always analyse, don't just describe. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make. Describing is telling me what you can see. Analysing is explaining why it works and what effect it has on the viewer. So instead of the headline is in bold text, say the bold sans-serif headline creates a strong visual hierarchy, immediately communicating the brand's confident, modern identity to its target audience of young professionals. The third tip is reference named practitioners and connect them to your own work. Examiners love to see that you understand the wider context of design. If your advertising project is inspired by the minimalist approach of Saul Bass, say so explicitly. The fourth tip is annotate purposefully. Your sketchbook annotations should not just describe what you've done, they should critically reflect on it. Use phrases like, I have chosen to use a limited colour palette of three colours because this creates visual coherence and reinforces the brand identity. The fifth tip is show your development process. Examiners want to see that you've gone on a creative journey. Don't just show your final outcome, show your initial ideas, your experiments, your refinements, and your reflections. The process is as important as the product in GCSE art and design. Now, the most common mistakes to avoid. Number one, treating your sketchbook as a display of finished work rather than a working document. Number two, neglecting one of the four assessment objectives. Number three, using generic vocabulary instead of specialist terms. And number four, not connecting your work to wider artistic and design contexts. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you five questions. Pause the podcast after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question one. Name the four assessment objectives for GCSE art and design and what percentage each one is worth. The answer is AO1, develop, AO2, explore, AO3, record, and AO4, present, each worth 25%. Question 2. What is visual hierarchy in advertising design? Visual hierarchy is the arrangement of design elements to guide the viewer's eye through the composition in a deliberate, prioritised order. Question 3. Name two key practitioners relevant to advertising and graphic communication, and give one key characteristic of each. Good answers include Saul Bass, bold geometric shapes and symbolic imagery, Barbara Kruger, red, black and white with confrontational text, or Neville Brody, experimental typography as visual art. Question 4. What is the difference between describing and analysing in your written responses? Describing tells you what you can see. Analysing explains why it works and what effect it has on the viewer. Question 5. Name three psychological associations of colour that are relevant to advertising design. Examples include red for energy, urgency, passion, blue for trust, calm, professionalism, yellow for optimism, warmth, happiness. How did you do? Right, let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Graphic communication and advertising is all about using visual language, typography, colour, composition, imagery, and layout, to communicate a persuasive message to a specific target audience. You need to evidence all four assessment objectives equally across your coursework: develop, explore, record, and present.
Key concepts to master include visual hierarchy, typography, color theory, composition and layout, target audience, and brand identity. Key practitioners to reference include Saul Bass, Barbara Kruger, Neville Brody, and David Carson. In your written responses and annotations, always use specialist vocabulary. Always analyze rather than describe, and always connect your work to wider artistic and design contexts. And remember, your sketchbook is your most powerful tool. Use it to think, experiment, reflect, and develop. Show your journey, not just your destination. You've got this. Good luck with your coursework and your exam. I'll see you in the next episode.